Maybe it's the bicycle or the chronically tousled hair. Matt Hunter's youthful energy somehow betrays the fact that, after current Mayor Mim McConnell, he is Sitka's longest-serving assembly member. The job is thankless and, relative to the hours required, mostly unpaid. But Hunter has not been worn down, and he believes he's ready to serve as mayor.
You can have very capable young people and very capable old people, and you can also have less capable young people and less capable old people. It depends a lot on the person and their individual characteristics. I have the experience, having been on the assembly for 4 years. When Mim leaves, I'll be the senior assembly member by tenure anyway. I have a good grasp of city government, the issues, Robert's rules, and I think I'm on respectful terms with just about everybody.
Over the past year, Hunter has served as Sitka's deputy mayor, and he's held the gavel often while Mayor Mim McConnell has been traveling. He's a frequent voice at the table and has demonstrated a willingness to hear people out.
I really enjoy those conversations with people who want to debate with me on the issues, and I've changed my mind numerous times on things and try to always go to meetings with an open mind, and I make a sincere effort to put myself in others' shoes and see the issue from how they're seeing it, because we're a body of seven on the assembly, but we have over 9,000 constituents in Sitka, and seven is better than one, and 9,000 people with ideas is better than just seven with ideas, so it's important to engage everyone.
Hunter was born and raised in Sitka, attended St. Olaf College in Minnesota, returned to get his Master's of Arts in Teaching, and just started his 11th year teaching math, science, and now emergency medicine at Mount Edgecombe High School. His view of the big picture in Sitka is one of sustainability. The state support that built and maintained harbors in his childhood, for instance, is gone. State grant supports for roads and other infrastructure is also drying up. Compensating for these losses has not been easy, not to mention expensive, but Hunter thinks Sitka will come out ahead in the long run.
So we need to set ourselves up so that we can be the masters of our own destiny instead of relying on the state entirely. And that means paying more now, but it means paying less in the future. As if we save money now, then we will be in a position to prosper in the future. And we're not that far from sustainable rates in most of our funds. We've had massive rate increases. I recognize that. I've seen it on my utility bill. But we're building capital in most of the funds that will get us so much closer to where we need to be than we've been in the last decades.
A big part of taking control of our own destiny was building the Blue Lake Hydro Project. Hunter wasn't on the assembly that decided to proceed with construction of the dam, despite receiving bids 40% over the engineering estimate. But he thinks the investment was sound. He calls Blue Lake an investment for the next 100 years for our town.
I have no doubt that the extra capacity from that dam is going to allow Sitka to grow in ways that we can't through conservation alone. This next century is going to see us move towards everything from electric vehicles to more carbon neutral type energy sources. And Sitka is going to be a leader because we have the capacity to be one.
But it hasn't been easy or fun. Although the city cut $1 million in expenses this year and decreased the workforce by 6 jobs, it's expecting to come up short next year by $2.5 million, with a big chunk of that debt payments on Blue Lake Hydro bonds. The Assembly has crafted a ballot proposition raising the property tax cap in Sitka from 6 to 8 mils. While some consider it a reasonable way to replace absent state revenue, the Assembly's been subject to vocal criticism at meetings, in the paper, and in social media.
My skin is not as thick as I would like it to be. Things do get to me, and I've had some emails or phone calls that have taken me a while to get over. We are people too, we do live here, you know. That being said, I try to rationalize and realize that when people react emotionally to issues, it generally stems from frustration or fear or some emotional response to or helplessness, because it is an expensive place to live in Sitka, and it is getting more expensive. Everything from our food to our utilities, and now we're asking for property tax increase. I realize why people question the need for that.
So even though Hunter wasn't on the assembly that built the dam, he's on the assembly trying to figure out how to pay for it. And he'd like to lead a way to a solution. If he doesn't win the mayor's chair, Hunter will retain his assembly seat for 2 more years. After that, win or lose, he says he'll be ready for a break to see if I can remember what it's like not to have 30 or 40 hours of extra work to do each month in my evenings. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.